This morning we're chatting with Laurie, who is the co-convener of Collectorama. How are you going, Laurie?
I'm really great. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you.
And I bet you're super excited that Collectorama is returning.
We are. We've had to cancel, of course, the last two fairs. We usually have four a year. So we've got one in March and the last two cancelled due to COVID. So everyone's raring to go for the November the 7th one.
November the 7th. Now, I see the sign flashing at the Nambour Showground from time to time saying Collectorama is on, and I have been meaning for a long time to find out exactly what it is. So describe to me what Collectorama is, Laurie.
Collectorama is a very big vintage, antique and collectibles fair. We've been running it for 29 years now. So we have a wonderful entourage of dealers and shoppers alike. So there's just so many strands of collecting that you're bound to find something there if you're interested in that type of thing, vintage, so forth. And usually we average around 120 to 150 stores.
So wow.
It is big.
It is big. So it's more than just markets. We're talking things that are rare and hard to find, are we?
Yeah, we call it a fair because I suppose it's in a slightly different echelon to markets themselves because it's also on only four times a year. And there's everything from, you know, sort of bric-a-brac right up to high-end antiques. So everybody's happy. You can get something that's quite a budget price or other things that are highly valuable. And then antique generally means something that's over 100 years old. So
okay.
Some people are specialised in beautiful antique furniture. They've been coming for a long time. And but the fashion at the moment is kind of retro and mid-century modern, which is from the 1950s, and Danish design and Scandi style and all that sort of thing. It is quite gorgeous.
Okay, and so that's sort of the flavour of the year, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, although you've always got your staunch collectors of glass or china, or the guys like tools and farm machinery, possibly farm implements, and records are also really making a comeback, which is really great to see because...
As in vinyl records?
Yes, it's a touchy-feely thing. That's what's great about Collectorama, because it's okay looking at things on eBay or the internet, but you just don't get that three-dimensional feel. And when something's old, it also almost emits a kind of, vintage personality almost, whether it's been imbued with its past owner's personalities, I'm not sure, but there's just something about it. So that's what's really great about Collectorama. You get the 3D and the feel of all that. And on the subject of that, it's necessary for all the dealers to have hand sanitizer on their stalls,
mm-hmm.
so that if you do want to pick things up, you can instantly sanitize your hands as well.
Sure. Okay. So you're following your COVID-safe guidelines and you're going to be kicking off on November the 7th. What time do the gates open?
Gates are opening at 7 a.m. and then it's all happening until 2 p.m. that afternoon.
So I guess if you want to, you know, have the cream of the crop, the pick of the bargains, you need to be at the gates at 7 in the morning.
A lot of people are, and it's early bird, I guess. But nevertheless, so I have walked, you can still walk around later in the afternoon and there's just this one thing. Maybe no one else has liked it by that time of the day. It's still possible to pick up something absolutely unique and wonderful, whenever you go. So,
and these days, because they've sort of revamped the Nambour Showgrounds, there's plenty of parking actually inside these days, isn't there?
That's right. There's plenty of parking inside the showgrounds. We do charge $6 admission, but the bonus is that once you're in, there's no charge for parking.
And, Laurie, just before we go, if someone's got a collection of stuff at home and they're thinking, it's time to give that to new owners, can ordinary people get stalls at Collectorama?
They certainly can. Our insurance covers them for the day, so all they need to do is get in touch with us and we'll look after them.
Fantastic. Well, head to our What's On guide, salt1065.com. Look for the post for Collectorama, November 7. All the details are there. You can contact the conveners and maybe you too could have a stall at Collectorama coming up in early November. Lovely chatting with you, Laurie.
Thank you very much. Bye.